Massive Ending Audio Drama Department presents Doctor Who and the Ark of Despair, written by Trevor Feelgood.
It is complete, Master.
Is it really? Yes, my plan is coming to fruition. I have developed the Ark of Despair, and this Christmas I'm going to open it and put in the most horrible thing in the universe, the Doctor. She has defied me for the last time. What day is it today, Internet?
It is the 25th of December.
Oh, it's Christmas Day. It's going to be an amazing Christmas in Gallifrey.
Hello, I'm Trevor, and I'm 24, and nothing ever happens to me until one day I met the Doctor. There you go, there's your change.
Oh, hello there. Have you seen an ood?
What's an ood?
He's like a bald bloke with tentacles.
Have you tried down the toiletry section?
Oh, no, I haven't yet. I'll have a look.
Why are you dressed like a playgroup assistant?
What, me rainbow? Oh, everybody loves the rainbow.
You advertising Skittles?
No. Oh, jelly babies. Can I have one of them?
Yeah, they're £1.50, love.
Oh, there you go. Bye-bye.
Hang on a minute, you haven't got your receipt. Hello? Oh no, I'm going to have to chase her now.
Master, it has gone wrong. There is more than one life form inside the Ark of Despair.
Oh no, dear. I wanted her to be in it so I could capture her. Who is inside there instead? Let's have a look. Oh, hang on a minute. This is even better. Send a message to our TARDIS. Bring her here so she can see my handiwork. Don't worry, it's not COVID.
Hello, sorry, you forgot your receipt.
Oh, I don't need receipts, really. I just use PayPal.
Wow, what is this? Is this some kind of art installation? Have you knocked it through?
No, it's my TARDIS. It can travel through time and space. Oh, hang on a minute. I'm getting a message. It's sending me to Gallifrey. I don't want to go home. I don't want to go.
That's a very good Doctor Who reference.
I know it is.
Oh, look, the Doctor has arrived on Gallifrey.
Oh no, it's the Master.
What, is he into bondage or something?
Doctor, welcome to Gallifrey. This is the Ark of Despair, and here is my evil assistant, the Internet.
Hello.
Well, I'm going to beat your evil plan because I'm the Doctor and everybody loves me.
That is funny.
Would you be quiet, Internet? I would like you to look inside, because in there I think there's something familiar. It is versions of you from the past. Is the scarf-wearing one?
Britain. Would you like a jelly baby?
The sexy one?
Well, you know, hello, Zee. Hey, I like it. Hey, what, love?
And the Scottish one?
Don't even look at my eyebrows, you...
They have been in that chamber for a very long time, and it will create a paradox, because they won't be able to go and do the things they're meant to do.
But Master, if I'm here, then that means that they got out.
Oh, shut up! No, they didn't! No, don't use your timey-wimey bollocks with me! They're going to be trapped in there, and if my calculations are correct, that is the time that all the doctors gathered to save Gallifrey, and now they won't.
Has he got that illness like Whacking Things did in The Joker? Because he keeps laughing.
Oh, but Master, I've got a sonic stool driver and I'm going to use it against you.
Fine, if this plan will not work, I will just get the Daleks to destroy you, Doctor. Daleks, come in.
Exterminate, hello there, I am the Dalek. Yeah, I'm going to exterminate you. And now I'm talking more than I normally do, because I'm a voice actor and I like to get my money.
A little known fact about the Daleks is they're all connected to a hive mind. And the worst thing you can do to their connective consciousness is play music to them. So if we find some music, we could destroy these million Daleks there in front of us.
A million? What is this for?
It's radio, love. You can see whatever you want. The budget doesn't matter. Oh, look, there's a million of them in front of us. But what song could we possibly play to stop the Daleks?
I know one song, but if you play it, then an evil demon will turn up. Why don't we play this?
Marianne, why don't you carry on with the watcher doing? Horses always trouble brewing. You gotta find a way to make a living. Oh, Marianne, why don't you carry on with your
Yes, you have summoned me. I am Tony Robinson. When you play this and you flaunt copyright law, I turn up and I will destroy you all. Look at those walking dustbins. I will destroy them first.
Oh no, he's going to destroy us. Exterminate, exterminate, exterminate.
Come here, you bastard.
Tony Robinson has just shot all the Daleks. Hang on a minute, I've got a plan.
Is it like your normal plan in Chibnall era of Doctor Who, where you just get an inanimate object and make everything fly into it and then blow it up?
No, it's not that. It's very clever. I'm just going to get in my TARDIS. I won't be a second. Right, I've just gone back in time and I've given myself a sonic screwdriver, and if I ever get captured by the Master, I've got to keep it in my sock. So, I will now have that in my sock, won't I, Scarfy?
Ooh, Jelly Baby. Ooh, I've got a sonic screwdriver in my sock. I might use that.
Damn you, Doctor, with your timey-wimey stuff. You cannot use the TARDIS for a plot device.
I can, and I have. Because I'm the Timeless Child.
That is funny.
Would you be quiet, Internet? Don't bring that up. Obviously, I was meant to be the Timeless Child, but when everyone had an arse about it, then the writers decided that they were going to hold firm on it and still say it was you. Obviously, it's me.
So I have escaped now, you stupid. And I'm going to go away now and go find Clara, because she's gone missing again. Oh, she's always being better than me. I don't like her.
I'm just gonna go off and be sexy. Hello, love. Oh, they like you, Master, when you were lazy. I would have had to go on you, wouldn't I? Yeah, I would have done it.
Why is David Tennant's portrayal sound like a bit like Sid James?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I just saved the day. So we're gonna go now. Bye-bye.
Damn you, Doctor. Next time, Gadget. Next time.
That's the wrong show.
Oh.
Can I get a lift back home? We're going to need an Uber.
No, you can call me my TARDIS.
I thought you'd never asked.
I didn't like that, you dirty bugger.